about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we have a shortage of execution drugs, and Europe will not export any to us. What does that mean for us? Well, it means just don't commit any crimes if you can. We're also going to talk about how more and more people are claiming they are losing their doctors. Is that really happening? Are doctors really leaving? Is this all a bunch of rhetoric, or are we really seeing doctors closing their doors and what that means for you? Vitamin C has been linked to reduce stroke risk. Is it vitamin C in the tablets? Do we need to start popping those tablets? Or is it natural vitamin C? We'll talk about that. Then a human lung has been created for the first time in a lab by researchers. This is gorgeous. It is so meaty and juicy. It looks really, really good. We're going to talk about that. Then also a story out saying that sex education needs to obviously start before kids have sex, but way before kids have sex. Does that mean sex ed needs to start in kindergarten? So as you can see, we have an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you have been curious as to what's happening with the porn industry. You know, will porn still be after the whole condom compulsory law mandated in California? From what we understand, yes, a lot of permits have dropped, I guess, by 95%. Many of these companies are moving to surrounding states, but some of the other, shall we say, technical savvy porn companies are, I think, photoshopping. So what they are doing is digitally removing the condoms in post-production. Now, I know many of you want to see porn because it's supposed to be very realistic. You know, you want to think that that's very realistic, that you could go to a bank teller, try to cash your check, and she hits on you, and you get to start having sex with her in the vault. Okay? I know you guys really like the realism, and somebody photoshopping the condom out takes away that realism, but I you know, sorry guys, you know, it's just not gonna be as realistic as it always was. I guess there was a, show, called California Dreamin', and, condoms were used during post-production. I believe director Tony DeMarco says they removed some of the condoms using airbrushing, while in others he used CGI to overlay the original image with computer-generated genitalia. Now, for those of you that have been out of work for years now because of the recession, and you're really good at playing around on the computer and making images, etc., it looks like there is a demand for people that know how to make body parts digitally that could be, I guess, embedded into movies. You know, I always wondered, I was watching Dreamgirls years ago, and there's Beyonce and Eddie Murphy, and everybody looked really skinny. Beyonce was tiny. And you hear everybody go, oh, she lost so much weight for the role. And I'm like, I don't know. Everybody looks skinny to me. So I'm still kind of shocked by what they could do, which is why I'm so frustrated, because for years I felt I couldn't be in the movies, right, because I wasn't super skinny. That doesn't even matter, right? And they could just Photoshop or digitalize or digitally liposuction me. Well, I could be a movie star too. All right, we'll call Michael Fassbender. Viggo Mortensen, let's try to come up with a good love story. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Speaking of TV and movies, I guess Obama wants the Game of Thrones series or, shown to him before everybody else. From what we understand, okay, he is a fan of Game of Thrones and True Detective. Reportedly, he made the request to HBO chief executive Richard Peepler at a state dinner for France last week, asking to get the series early so he could see them. He had wanted to watch them over President's Day weekend. Now, I know he probably thinks President's Day weekend is all about him. I don't understand why he gets to watch Game of Thrones before we do. I really don't. Maybe he's just trying to get political ideas. He's like, I don't know what to do. There is no way the Democrats are going to win the midterms elections. What do I do? So I don't know. He's probably trying to learn from it. Who knows? But he does apparently like Breaking Bad. He is a fan of House of Cards and Boardwalk Empire. Kind of scary that he likes the same shows I do. However, House of Cards, I haven't watched. I'm starting to get ready to catch up on first season. Everybody's been talking to House of Cards. I had no idea about it. So my engineer likes it a lot. A lot of my patients are talking about House of Cards. See, me, I live in Vegas. So I'm like, I don't need to see another casino show, all right? I was here when they filmed Casino. I know about casinos. I mean, we're surrounded with cards. Everybody's business card has either an ace of hearts or a king of spades or whatever. No. House of Cards has nothing to do with gambling. So it's supposed to be pretty, pretty good. I think it's like some sort of a political thriller. It's supposed to be really, really good. So that's going to be my next show. Yeah, Brad is saying it's a great show. It's because Brad watches it. Brad's got great taste. I told my husband we got to start watching it. He's like, we got to watch Dexter. We got to watch Entourage. There's all these shows I have to watch. And I'm still watching American Idol, by the way, because I think Harry Connick Jr. is awesome. So I like watching him. So anyway, again, President Obama is extending his arm and getting to watch shows before all of us. I don't think I have to see the next Game of Thrones, because they keep killing everybody off. What I do want to watch is the next, not the Catching Fire, the Hunger Games. I want to see the next. I cannot wait a whole year for that movie. And Thor 3. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Doc Adalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also on TuneIn. We're on iHeartRadio. We have an iPhone app, Android app. Just listen to us wherever you can. Catch up on good medical stuff. I want to talk about Lyme disease. There was a headline where many of you back east are very, very familiar with Lyme disease. A lot of us here out in the West aren't. I don't think I've ever seen a true case of Lyme disease in my practice. If it wasn't for me studying it, I've never seen one in person. Well, they think that if you take ticks that don't have Lyme disease, and you let them feed on the skin of 25 people who had Lyme disease, it may help them with post-treatment Lyme disease syndrome. Now, let's just quickly review Lyme disease, if you don't mind, okay? Lyme disease, it's a newer type of diagnosis, even though it's been out for a while. Many kids were diagnosed, and people were diagnosed with some sort of rheumatoid arthritis or arthritic inflammatory arthritis, rashes, etc. But it was first recognized in 1975 when they found large numbers of kids being diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis in Lyme, Connecticut, and a couple neighboring towns. Now, WebMD has a great review of this. Investigators then in the 70s discovered that most of these affected children lived near wooded areas that had the ticks. They also found that the children's first symptoms usually started in the summer months, which was at the height of the, you know, obviously tick season. So many people with Lyme disease, they start getting this rash, then they could get arthritis, and it's caused by a spirochete. It's a bacteria that's spiral-shaped called Borrelia burgdorferi. I can't really pronounce it correctly, but I called it BB in medical school because that was very easy, the BB bug. And they are apparently responsible. Usually wood ticks and dog ticks won't carry this. It's more the deer ticks. And they usually feed and mate on deer during part of their life cycle. I think the deer doesn't mind if they sit there and mate on it, but that's just what it does. And I guess we're seeing more and more deer ticks as the deer population has grown, now that there's been a lot of restrictions on hunting, etc. So geographically, you'll see Lyme disease more in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Wisconsin, Minnesota, even Northern California. We are seeing it more and more in the West, but not where I live, where it's really, really hot and there's not a lot of trees. I don't think deer ticks really like to hang around cactus. So you get bit by a tick, okay? Animals will also carry them, like mice, deer, raccoons, opossums, skunks, weasels, foxes, shrews, moles, chipmunks, squirrels, and even horses. Of course, many of the ticks, New York, upstate, as opposed to Manhattan, you know, Connecticut, etc. Now, if you do get bit by a tick or you do start to experience Lyme disease, you will start getting, let's say, swollen lymph nodes. You could get fatigue, headache, stiff neck, muscle aches, joint pain. You know, whenever we go to visit grandma and grandpa up in New York and the kids play outside, when we bring them in, we just examine them for ticks. And we talked about how to take off a tick. All right, you have to sit there and grab it by the abdomen, not by the neck. You kind of do a quick pull up. You don't want to rock it back and forth and let it still get stuck. You don't want to light a match to its butt and let it jump off because, again, that's not the most sanitary. But I'm always ready to pick off ticks. That's fine. These rashes, they kind of look like target lesions. They call it erythema migrans. The arthritis could be continual. And then, of course, the neurological symptoms. That could be scary. You could get meningitis. You could become paralyzed. You could have a more benign type like Bell's palsy. There's a variety of different neurological manifestations, but also heart. You know, so it's a pretty serious disease. Let's go to the phone lines. We have a looks like a question on Lyme disease. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, my question is, how can you get rid of bacteria from Lyme disease and bring down the antibodies if they're very high and have been like that over the years and it's never gone down, and this is causing so many problems into my body with a heart problem, adrenals, pancreas, yeah, and thyroid?
I want to ask you something, but first of all, the antibodies. I need to talk about antibodies here. Antibodies. Okay, when you get these antibody tests, that's how we could tell you have Lyme disease. It's very hard for us to pick up Lyme in the blood, so we do antibody testing. You got an ELISA test, and you got a confirmatory Western blot test. You guys heard me use that when we talked about HIV testing. All right, you could do the enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay. That is a nice rapid test, great for screening, and then we do the Western blot, which is a lot more specific. All right, if you have antibodies, we could also do a PCR testing and DNA testing, too. But if you have antibodies, they may always be high. It depends on the type of antibody we're looking at. If we're looking at IgM antibody, IgM antibody is usually, it rises within the first 30 days. It denotes active infection. Okay? When you see IgM, when the IgM is gone, IgG takes over. And IgG could be positive for life. All right, so many of you that have had chickenpox, your varicella IgG will be positive. If any of you had a cold sore in the past, your IgG antibodies are going to be positive. They'll always be positive. Now, the titers going up and down could be a sign of chronic infection. And, you know, what you're describing, which is pretty frustrating for some, is this it's this post-treatment Lyme disease syndrome, where after you've been treated with the antibiotics, the doxycycline, amoxicillin, some of the cephalosporins, God forbid you have the very, very severe kind, sometimes we have to give this medication to you IV, of course, especially if we're worried about meningitis and other sort of cardiological or neurological manifestations. But, you know, they've studied taking chronic antibiotics, and I don't think they've gotten any good data on taking chronic antibiotics. So a lot of times what we do is we treat your post-treatment Lyme disease syndrome by basically treating, you know, what you have in terms of symptoms. Now, they say usually a few weeks, I mean, you should start getting better. But unfortunately, some people have this post, for a very, very long time. It'll linger. So you'll still have fatigue, pain, et cetera. It could even last 6 months. So even if you've been on 2 to 4 weeks of antibiotics, you could still have this post-treatment sort of syndrome, which is why we have that health, headline that talked about ticks. Going back to this, this is really interesting. They said if they use disease-free ticks to feed on the skin of 25 people, apparently these ticks that are bloodsuckers were able to pick up the Borrelia burgdorferi, the BB bacteria, like BB gun. And so you put the ticks on a healthy person, assuming the ticks aren't going to give you any diseases, and then they hopefully suck out the BB. The bacteria causing Lyme disease. That's kind of interesting. Now, the method of using ticks to detect this is called xenodiagnosis. Now, I guess this is the first time they've tried this in people. They wanted to see how safe that was, using another animal to feed on somebody and to detect if Borrelia is still in there. They think it's safe. They think the only side effect may be some itching. Of the 23 participants who had at least one tick available for testing, 19 were negative then. 2 had intermediate results and 2 had positive results. So they got to do more studies. But, I mean, you know, we've used leeches before. We use maggots on to debride dead infected diabetic toes. I don't recommend that, but it's been done, letting the maggots feed and debride. Why not use ticks to get rid of the Lyme disease? But I want to talk about really quickly, if we have a minute, how to prevent Lyme disease, okay? Know that, you know, if you're, let's say, up in the mountains in Northern California or Montana, etc., it's not just a back east problem. Know that it could be all over. Also, know to check for ticks. After your kids are done playing, look at them. All right. Sometimes they're black, sometimes they're brown, and, you know, get your reading glasses and look. The rashes that you may get from Lyme disease may not go away. Have your doctor take a look. Tell your doctor that you may be you might have been exposed because you were in a woody area, even if it was a month ago. Okay? You need to make sure you bring that up. Now, let's say you have a test and the test is negative. Many times Lyme disease tests will be negative at first. You got to retest it. Okay? And then, of course, once it is found, early treatment. Okay, great review on Lyme disease. I taught you something for once. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, no less. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilliff, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilliff. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this was an interesting email. Robert writes, Doctor, you discuss wives not sleeping with their husbands. Well, mine doesn't either. She says it's not her sex drive, but it's pelvic pain and sex hurts. But her doctor can't figure out why she's hurting. What do you think we should do? What should be our next step? Okay, that's frustrating. I really think we have a huge epidemic of couples not having sex. We're starting to see more and more older individuals having sex, thanks to Viagra and Cialis and Levitra, and men being able to feel comfortable going to their doctor and asking for these medications. Men used to be really, really embarrassed talking about it 15 years ago. Now people ask for Viagra all the time. I mean, it blows my mind how we've evolved to not be embarrassed by that. You know, Leslie, it's Michael. I need my Viagra. Tell Dahlia I need another refill of that. What you refill is a cholesterol medication. All right, I'll tell her. No, tell her now. I hear in the background. Tell her now. I want my Viagra. He wants his Viagra. Thank you. I mean, it's not even private anymore. It's a matter of fact. And good for you guys. I am sick and tired of people being embarrassed about certain things with their body. Things shouldn't be embarrassing. If you are embarrassed, you're not going to get things checked. You know, years ago, I asked somebody to do a stool test to check for blood in the stool, and they would look at me like I was asking them to defy the Lord. And I'm like, no, all we're doing is checking your stool. I mean, if everybody is so embarrassed about talking about stool and bowel movements and poops and orifices, then nobody's going to get themselves checked. I mean, you have to have a lot of cojones to go and get a prostate check or go and get a colonoscopy or go and get a mammogram or go and get a vaginal exam, right? Okay, but we women have done it for years. Only now we're starting to get men more comfortable with doing that. So just don't be a wuss. Get the stuff checked out. Now, when it comes to pelvic pain and sex, all right, a lot of women do have pelvic pain. They could walk around fine, okay? They do fine, all right? And then all of a sudden there's some sort of interaction and things start to hurt. Now, what could be going on? Well, there's a variety of things, okay? You could have vaginismus where you have like this this reflex contraction of the vaginal muscles at any sort of entry. That could be going on. You could also have a prolapse of the bladder, a prolapse of the uterus. You could have gas pain. And that could be painful. There could be a not all size fits all. You know, the one size fits all idea? No, some women, kind of the whole Cinderella story. Some women need to, I guess, have the perfect fit. And you could be too big, and that completely cause pain. There are certain positions that cause pain. I mean, there's a variety of reasons. It could be a lubrication issue. Okay? It could be a hormonal issue. Things are starting to get more dry. Things are starting to get more parched, thin, ripping. I mean, people rip. People tear. You know, sex could be very, very uncomfortable. When you're younger, you seem to have less of these issues. But after having a few kids, or surgeries, or episiotomies, or exams, or attacks, or rapes, etc., there are so many other things that can cause issues. And another thing that's very, very crucial for us doctors to identify is somebody being traumatized, maybe not on purpose, but maybe having a bad sexual experience. And the pain, you know, some people will remember pain, not the quantity of the pain, but the fact that something hurt. So when somebody has that prior experience, things shut down. So it's very important for you guys to see a sex therapist. Now, I've had people complain, well, if they were in the mood, it wouldn't hurt. Not always, okay? The lubrication issue doesn't always, you know, come about. A lot of sex therapists say they hand out KY. Because a lot of times people have difficulty with that. We've talked about the psychological aspect of sex and how to get somebody in the mood. Okay, we've talked about it. Apparently, you know, a lot of you watching monster car races and that really won't really put her in the mood. Okay, there's other things you need to do instead. And we've talked about different things you could do. But from a biological, medical standpoint, you need to get a gynecologist involved, and you probably need to get a sex therapist. And you have to realize that whatever you see on TV is not normal everyday life. I know they do a lot of things now on like regular TV. I think Black Sails is a show that I thought was on regular TV, but I think it's on, it's kind of like HBO, except it's like Max. And they got like some dirty scenes in there. Okay, and so, you know, you watch this and you go, really, you're supposed to do that? And you think you're supposed to be in some sort of position and you're doing it wrong. TV is not supposed to teach you how to have sex. Okay, it's supposed to come naturally. And many positions will be painful. Okay, many experimental exercises that some of you may try to experiment with could also be painful, and you need to realize it. Just because somebody's smiling on the video doesn't mean everybody likes that, and communication is key. All right? And just ask her, you know, is there anything I could do that doesn't hurt? Okay? And I mean, that'll be pretty cool. Number one is you're actually talking. It's kind of nice to talk in the middle of it. I love to talk in the middle of it. I talk the whole time. And then it's also nice to know that you care that something could hurt. Okay? If her gynecologist doesn't know what the hell's going on, then I would suggest getting either another opinion or getting a sex therapist involved. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of sex, they're saying that STD education needs to start way before these kids engage in sex. With STD education, we also should do sex education. The thing is, if kids now 10 and 11 years old are now at risk for STDs, how many years before do we need to start teaching them? According to the University of Washington, researchers said the findings show that efforts to prevent STD infections should begin years before most young people start having sex. Because a stable home life, friends, success at school, they say reduces the odds of getting STDs as a young adult. Now, many of the diseases that they are seeing are happening in people in their 20s. But they know that many kids start becoming sexually active when they're 14, 15. So we're pretty much looking at grade school training. Now, how do you train grade schoolers? Well, I have two boys, and I am very, very open with them. And I started talking to them early on. I didn't plan on needing to talk to them early on. It's just when they would have a sleepover, the other kids that would come over who had older brothers would start talking to them about sex, and they were giggling. And I'm like, okay, wait a second. Okay, what do you guys know about it? And, you know, I told you how one son said, well, I guess you go up to a girl and you, I don't really, how do you go up to a girl? And then the younger one goes, and the younger one was only, I think, 5. He goes, it's when you stick your beep into the beep. Okay. And see, already, I mean, you see, if I had girls, it'd probably be like, oh, it's when two people fall in love and they hug and they kiss. Right. And then my older son is looking at me horrified going, do I have to do that? I'm like, no, you don't. Okay. And nobody's sticking nothing to nothing. Okay. And you know, the younger one is looking at it like, it sounds easy to me. I mean, if that's what we got to do, we got to do it. No. Okay. So these kids are already talking about it. They're already talking to each other. Okay, if my 4-year-old and 7-year-old at the time of a sleepover already was getting that far in terms of a conversation with their friends, I needed to step in. So I explained to them what it was. All right? And when we come back, I'd love to hear from you guys. How did you do the birds and the bees? We talk about this on the show a lot. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The state of our drinking water today is worse than at any time in human history. Studies show that most drinking water contains heavy metals, aluminum, chromium-6, agricultural, and industrial toxins. If you get regular headaches, migraines, chronic pain, foggy thinking, fatigue, or nervous system malfunctions, you may have a buildup of these harmful toxins. This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. Use it to neutralize inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, arsenic, and even mercury and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. These toxins accumulate in your body over time and can cause many problems. You can get them out. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine water with powerful healing properties. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to waterwebinar.com now. That's waterwebinar.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're getting ideas on how to bring up the birds and the bees. How did you do it? Were you direct? Was there an actual bird? I really don't understand why birds and bees are even brought up. Bees are pretty scary to kids. I probably really wouldn't, you know, come up with those pointer stingy thingies. No wonder people are having pain with sex psychologically. How to talk about the birds and bees, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, big shout out to two new affiliates that I have, WHTC in Holland, Michigan, and WZGM in Asheville, North Carolina. Thank you guys for tuning in and bringing Dr. Dahlia to your city. Hope I do you proud. proud, and thank you so much. Okay, so Myra writes over the break, be direct. When it comes to sex with kids, be direct. Don't use fake words. I agree with that. You know, I talk about lilies and wee-wees and stuff on the show, but when it comes to the kids, I'm very direct. Because remember, our kids, you know, when I grew up, my parents would not tell me anything. I had to learn it all from my sister and my friends, okay, in terms of teaching me, okay? Keep it clean in terms of talking to me about sex. I had to learn, and then from boyfriends, which is very scary, okay? Oh, well, no, that's not considered sex at all. It's not considered sex unless you actually take off all your clothes. Oh, okay. My parents were of that generation where you just don't talk about it, because if you talk about it, your kids are going to do what they did in the 60s. So in the 80s, I'm trying to watch Boy George videos and George Michael videos and Michael Jackson, and I'm just trying to figure things out on my own. Facts of Life. And my parents didn't want me to watch the Facts of Life. They thought that was going to be too dirty a show, and I wasn't allowed to watch that. So, I know, I had to, and it really wasn't that good a show. I was really into MacGyver. They really should have been more worried about me watching MacGyver, because, you know, I could make a bomb out of bubblegum instead. So when it came to my kids, me being a doctor, to me, I'm not embarrassed talking about that. And, going through what I went through, I realized that more knowledge is better. But you need to realize you are competing now with the world of internet and YouTube and smartphones and kids talking about this. I was shocked, but happily shocked and surprised that the school started sex ed as young as it did in my kids' middle school, starting at fifth grade. I think it's so important. Now, their sex ed usually deals with body changes, okay? Teaching them about body odor, teaching them about, the boys about erections. I don't know what they're teaching the girls, because I have two boys, and they come home, and they go, Mom! Oh, Mom, you gotta hear this! Mom, you gotta hear this! And they tell them, well, that's all natural. There's nothing funny there. You know, and they look to me going, well, if Mom's not gonna joke about it, that's not cool. No, it's not cool. This is like normal human stuff. You guys are gonna stink. You're gonna have to wear deodorant. You're gonna get hair. You're going to get acne. Certain things are going to salute when the teacher calls on you. These are just things that happen. You're going to get sore. You know, I was really, really scared as a kid. When I was in the fifth grade, when you start getting breast buds, they hurt. And they hurt bad. And I thought I had breast cancer. Because nobody in my family would talk to me. Finally, about a year into this, I start bawling to my mom, because I didn't think I was normal. I was in so much pain, and she's like, that's normal, dear, duh. I mean, nobody tells me what I'm supposed to do. I have all these boobies. And then, I mean, imagine how scared I was when I went from a training bra to double D overnight. I mean, oh my gosh. No wonder I was freaked out and I was falling over. And I was trying to do gymnastics and PE. How do you do the balance beam when all of a sudden you have breasts that you didn't have 2 weeks prior? So puberty was very scary for me. And so I don't want my kids scared either. You're going to have testicular pain. But on the other hand, I also have to make sure that they're protected and they're checking themselves for lumps, et cetera. I don't want them embarrassed. Now, of course, I don't want them to do that in the middle of school, obviously. But check yourself for testicular masses, et cetera. Those are things that should be done. So, you know, my suggestion, how I teach people to bring that subject up with the kids, is don't do the sit down. I tried that with the kids where I sat down. Face to face. I did that with one of them. Apparently he had been watching some R-rated movies on sleepovers. And I had to sit there and say, look, I want you to talk to me before any of that stuff happens in your life. Talk to me, because a lot of what you're seeing on TV is not the way you're supposed to do it. You could actually get arrested, okay, for doing some of the stuff you've seen in some of those movies. Going up and grabbing and I don't know what you're watching, all right, but just talk to me. Okay? I mean, so I had that sit down talk, and of course, you know, he was cringing the whole time, but I think, you know, he was shocked to hear that whatever he thinks he knows about sex could possibly throw him in jail. So that, you see, that was a much different talk than I got. Okay? My parents said, don't bring it up because God will kill me. God doesn't want me thinking about sex. If I have sex, I might as well be dead. So don't even talk about it, because the lightning bolt is going to come through the house and strike me. Okay, so much different. Instead, I'm just telling them he'll end up in jail. And I mean, by the way, you as parents do need to discuss with your kids underage sex and inappropriate contact and what's assault versus petting. You better have that conversation, because there's not a real discreet line between being on a date and trying to do second or third base or whatever the heck they do nowadays, or call it an assault. So you better have that conversation with your kids. So don't do the sit down making it act like this is like a whole big, you know, production. All right. You know, while you guys are working in the garage, while you're working on the car, while you're doing dishes, you know, you bring the subject up and you go, all right, you know, do you know about this? Do you know about that? Do you have any questions for me? You know, I mean, do you think you understand? Yeah, I know it all. I know it all. Okay, good. Explain it to me. Well, you know, it's when two people, you know, drink some alcohol and, yeah, no. Okay, you know, and they don't know. They think they know and they don't know. And you talk about it. And every now and then you bring it up. All right? And anatomy stuff. Do you understand the whole anatomy thing? Do you understand that? You know, and just very, very scientific about it. Okay? You know? And then, but the more direct, I totally agree with that. There's no reason to use euphemisms. Your five-year-old kid already knows the word vagina and penis. So you don't have to have it cloaked in all this mystery. You could discuss it. You could talk about it. All right? But what you want to do is you want to have the type of conversation with them, like anytime they have a question, they could come to you. It is not an embarrassing topic. I have a huge problem with my kids, a huge challenge, in that they think if they're going to come to me with an infected toe or some sort of, I don't know, shall we say, ailment, that I'm going to stick them with lidocaine and do surgery on them. And I had to, you know, so they wouldn't show me infected toes. They wouldn't show me, like, freezing warts on their hand. They didn't want to show that to me because the freezing of the wart hurt, until I figured out a way where I could do it where it didn't hurt the cantharone. So, you know, you want to make sure, and if it's not you, it's daddy. If it's not daddy, it's grandma and grandpa. And maybe the kids are spending time with grandma and grandpa, and they love grandpa, and oh my gosh, I love grandpa. Then pull grandpa aside and say, bring up sex with them. Maybe they'll be comfortable talking to you. Well, we were just really going to go fishing. That's all we were going to do. Yeah, bring it up. All right, because I don't think he wants to talk to me about it. Bring it up and see if he'll talk to you. Find somebody in the family that they will talk to. And for love of the Lord, don't bring up any bees. Don't bring up any birds. Don't bring up any octopus or jellyfish or whatever the hell they talk about. Mama bear. That just is ridiculous. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to talk about stroke prevention. And we're going to talk about a human lung made in the lab. Really cool stuff. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I'm the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and will continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.